It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. Today we are talking with Dr. Kent Leckie. How are you today?
Good, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. We appreciate you taking time and talking with us. Here we are. We're kind of in summer heat all of a sudden. It's really warmed up, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and the humidity doesn't help either.
No. Does the humidity affect animals like it does us?
Yeah, it can, especially the babies. You know, you can kind of, you know, figure out, you know, what the feel-like temperature is, and you can apply it to them, too.
Okay. And this time of year, heat and stress on the animals is a real concern.
Yeah, it is. Most of them are out in pasture at this time. You know, and hopefully they have, you know, a creek to get their feet in to cool them off or some kind of shade. That really helps.
And they'll find it if it's there, or do you need to kind of help them find it?
Some of the new ones kind of have to help them, but a lot of times their instincts will kick in and they'll go find it.
Okay, so... Are there other things that need to be looking out for or doing to maybe help those animals?
I guess make sure that they have enough water to drink. You know, if the creek starts drying up or something, then you got to take water out there.
Okay.
Make sure they have enough space to drink, too.
Now, does it make sense to maybe even build some extra shade for them? If it's out in an open pasture?
Yep. There's, you know, different, you know, the big fence poles and, you know, some of the shade tarps that you can put up, yeah.
Okay. So what happens? Can you tell if your livestock is overheating?
A lot of times, if you see them just kind of hunched over, neck extended, and sometimes they'll have their mouth open, too, trying to breathe.
Okay.
The biggest ones you watch out for are the ones with the black hide, you know, because that takes in the sunlight.
Oh, sure.
Doesn't reflect. So, yeah, that's a real thing.
Okay.
With these animals.
And, yeah, actually, that same holds true for your black dog versus a tan one.
Yep, absolutely.
So, yeah, even though we're kind of focusing on livestock and the bigger animals today, when it's hot, even your pets, you need to make sure they're cooled off.
Yep, make sure they're cooled off, have access to water all the time. Yep, that's the biggest thing.
Very good. So, is there an issue? Is there much you can do besides just make sure they have water and maybe some shade?
If you notice them getting hot, you know, try to get them to a place with shade, or, you know, some of the young ones you can take into, you know, air-conditioned shop or something. But if you have them in a pen, just sometimes spraying cold water on their feet help. You don't want to put it over their back, so that can shock them and kill them.
Oh, okay.
But if you get, you know, splash on their hooves, you know, that really helps.
Okay, very good. And as always, if you have a question about the heat and how it's affecting your animals, call the vet clinic and ask.
Yeah, because somebody can come and look at them too. Yep, so we're always available to answer questions. Or
very good.
Somebody can come out, you bet.
And how do they get a hold of you? It's a 24-hour on-call number, right?
On-call, yep. Shoots to whoever's on call their cell phone, 507-831-1473.
All right. Dr. Kent Leckie, thank you for talking with us. Anything else we need to add with this today?
I think that's good, Steve. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. We appreciate talking with you as well. And that will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.